This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And, you know, we might actually be rating you as a listener and scoring the data on our website. And if you score low, well, think about it. Maybe in time for the next pledge drive, right? Actually, rating customers is the new rage for online websites. And we will explore the perils of businesses sorting out which customers are permitted to be always right with New Tech City's Manoush Zomorodi later this hour. And a mom explains the rapidly expanding universe theory for Earth's biggest cosmic celebrity. Think about it. I'm not going to give it away now. That puzzle will be solved a little later in the show. Plus, we will continue our provocative conversations about the kidnapping situation in Nigeria and what it means to the world with social activist and feminist author Bell Hooks. But first, veterans are not giving a good rating to the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs, General Eric Shinseki. Yesterday, he responded.
I offer my condolences to these families for anyone who's lost a veteran, any unexpected death in one of our facilities. What I want veterans to know, all the rest who are watching what's going on, I want them to know that this is a good quality healthcare system. Not perfect, and when we stumble across our imperfections, we're going to do something about it. We get to the bottom of it, and to the best of our abilities, assure it never happens again.
Secretary Shinseki is responding to charges first reported by CNN and now under investigation by Congress that VA facilities have unacceptable wait times for treatment, that veterans have died while waiting for treatment, that facilities have concealed those long wait times to make their facilities look as though they're being more responsive to patients than is actually the case, and that some facilities had a secret waiting list that favoritism could get you treatment faster than if you just waited in line. Shinseki has ordered what he is calling a face-to-face audit at all VA clinics.
My responsibility is to ensure that review is done quickly and thoroughly, and then something is done about it.
Not quickly enough for the American Legion, though. The veterans organization that for many years has been fiercely loyal to the VA is calling for Mr. Shinseki and two other senior department officials to step down. Joining me now is Verna Jones, Director for Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation at the VA Rehabilitation Commission at the American Legion National Headquarters. Verna, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How unprecedented a step is this for the Legion?
The Legion hasn't done anything like this for 30 years, so it takes a lot for us to get to the point where we're going to call for a top VA official to step down. Very unprecedented.
Let me take the VA's theoretical position. I don't know what their position is. We reached out to them. They didn't respond to us. We will try to get them to respond to your remarks today. We'll see what happens. But they might make the argument that two wars, an explosion of VA issues of all kinds, and we're just trying to sort this out, and we need continuous leadership to make that happen here. What would you say to that?
You know, I agree. We understand that we're coming out of the wars, and more veterans are going to the VA healthcare system. That's a good thing, and we're not complaining about that. If it takes a little bit longer, it takes a little bit longer, but be upfront about it. Our issue is that there's a secret waiting list, and that veterans are dying because of this, and allegedly 40 veterans in Phoenix. That's unacceptable. If it takes a little bit longer, then find a process that's going to take care of the veteran to make sure that they get in and get the care that they need and be upfront about it.
Specifically, Verna Jones, do you believe that veterans died at the facility in Phoenix because somebody was bumped up the secret list?
You know, I don't know. That's an ongoing investigation. We're going to wait and see, and we certainly hope not. We know that 40 deaths have been allegedly linked to that Phoenix secret waiting list, and we're awaiting the results of the investigation.
Is there a general sense among veterans that you can make a call to somebody at a VA facility and get some kind of treatment, that it's about working the system, not waiting in line?
You know, the general sense among veterans is that they've served the country and they deserve the health care system that's created for them, and they deserve a timely approach to their health care. Veterans just want to be seen at the VA and they want to be taken care of. They want service just like they serve the country, and they deserve that.
What has been your experience at the American Legion reaching out to Eric Shinseki and trying to get him to be responsive to your concerns prior to taking this step calling for his resignation?
Right. So we work with the Undersecretary of Health and the Undersecretary of Benefits and many people who work at the VA. And I'll tell you that most of the people who work at the VA want to go to work and do a good job. And we have a great working relationship with people who work at the VA. It's just when things like this happen, we need timely responsiveness. We needed to hear Secretary Shinseki come out before anyone else and say, you know, we have a problem, we're looking into it, and we're going to figure out what's going on and fix it. And we didn't hear that. So that's disappointing to us.
When General Shinseki was appointed by the Obama administration, it was really a reversal of how he was forced into retirement by the Bush administration for calling for more troops, for supporting the troops in Iraq, and really being ignored. And his appointment was seen as a really emotional endorsement of the soldier perspective and the veteran's perspective here. Has he lost all of that sort of good feeling going in here with this scandal?
You know, Secretary Shinseki served his country, and he served this country honorably, and we'll never forget that. We're very proud of the service that Secretary Shinseki has given to this country, and you can't discount that. What we're concerned about is the fact that veterans are not getting the treatment that they deserve in these VA healthcare facilities, and we want that to happen. And that's why the American Legion called for Secretary Shinseki's resignation, because we believe that veterans deserve to go into that facility and have full confidence that they're going to receive timely treatment and that they're going to be better because they have a healthcare system built for them.
He's been called to testify next week, where he'll be in the hot seat. Is there anything from your perspective at the American Legion that the secretary can do at this point to vindicate, redeem himself?
Transparent. That's what we're looking for. Some transparency. Tell us what you know. See how we can fix it. And the American Legion stands ready to assist in any way that we can.
Verna Jones is director of the Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission at the American Legion National Headquarters. Verna Jones, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We seek to get a response from the VA to Verna Jones' remarks and the position of the American Legion. So far, we haven't heard from them, but we will deliver that message to you if and when we get it.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.